This episode of Mics and Matches brought to you by Castle Lager. It always comes together with the castle. And
now. Capital 263.
Welcome to another episode of Mics and Match. We've been away for a whole month. That's very bad, Slim. But we are back and rocking it the way you just love it. My name is Lizo Chitanganya, a.k.a. at Lizo C on Twitter. And you are listening to Mike's Set Match, brought to you by Capital 263. Free to say it, free to do it. That's who we are. Find our channels across Facebook, Twitter, and iono.co.zdaz. Is that correct?
You just search Iono FM, you'll find us there.
Oh yeah, search Iono FM, search Capital 263, you find a whole host of shows that relate to you and what you like. This is, of course, the sports show, Mike Said Match, the number one sports podcast in the country. Find us across Twitter, Facebook, iTunes. Just download all our previous shows. We've had exciting guests over the years. We're 3 years old, are we? Are we in our second year?
We're in our second year.
Yeah. Over the, so we can say our years, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm joined in the studio by Slim Sam. What up?
Hello, Lizwe. It's Slim Sam. Shingrai Manu Mponde. And you know, I know we haven't been around, but if you looked at our handles, we've been everywhere, looking and covering all things sport.
That's
if
what we do.
Sport, you'll find us there.
That's
so
what we do.
Always look out for the Mike Set Match team. Slim Sam is always wearing his Slim Sam cap, so you can't miss him. We've been covering a whole lot of sport, and we've been enjoying. Now it's time for us to tell you what's going on in the world of sport.
Oh, definitely. That's what we're doing. So today's show is going to start with our breakdown of our experience at the Castle Lager 5-a-side tournament that was held a couple of weeks back. It was an amazing experience, Slim, seeing guys coming together to play football, just a group of five guys, you know, trying to beat, outdo the other team. And it was like very competitive, very chilled.
You know, I came with somebody who does not watch football at all. Mm-hmm. And afterwards, he said, you know what? I want to watch football. Get me to where they play five-a-side. It was a great, great atmosphere. Guys, we really enjoyed ourselves.
It was, indeed. It was a very mellow, very organized, well done to Castle Lager. And I'm not just saying this because they're sponsoring the show, by the way. But it was a very well-coordinated event. More than 14 teams came together to try and win the coveted chance to play in the regional tournament, which was held, by the way, this past weekend in Zambia. So the opportunity that was there was that the winning team in that regional tournament was going to fly to, or is going to fly to, the Russia World Cup in just next month. We're like World Cup season already.
Yeah.
But yeah, next month they're going to go watch a number of matches in Russia. So the 5-a-side tournament was just looking for our Zimbabwe champion who would represent us in the regional tournament.
It was exciting. We had a lot of teams from all over Zimbabwe competing for the chance to represent Zimbabwe as the 5-a-side winners. And let's take it, these were not really professionals. These are guys, maybe just five guys who drink together. Because from what I hear, you had to buy a six-pack and there was that coupon that you'd fill. And you had the chance for your team to actually be picked. So yeah, they played the regional tournaments and this was the cream of the cream that was competing for that chance. You know, the ticket to go watch your favorite stars in Russia live, of course, there was a lot of football. That was some physical stuff.
It was indeed, Slim. It was very challenging, very exciting, very also captivating. You know, the way, the intensity of 5-a-side football is unmatched. I enjoyed myself. I had a good time out there, and I hope all the crowds that managed to make it to Reserve Bank Sports Club also enjoyed themselves. We did actually get a chance to meet a legend in football, Tinashe Ngomashe. That was the first time that I actually met him that close, managed to shake his hand, chill, had an easy football discussion with him. You know, it was quite an experience.
It was exciting, you know, getting to meet somebody who played the game at the highest level like that. and he's so down to earth. He wasn't, you know how you would expect that he would be feeling himself and everything. Mm-hmm. He was down to earth and we talked football. It was just fun.
Yeah, what a lad Tinashe is. Very well spoken as well. And you just wish, we still had that quality in our side right now. And our side, by the way, is going to be playing in the Castle. Is it still Castle Lager? Kosafa Cup? I'm not sure.
It should be the Kosafa Castle Cup.
Yeah.
And I hear we will enter in the semi-final stage. The group stages are taking place as we speak.
Oh, is it?
Yes. So we will only come up after the smaller teams have
Because
it out and on end a chance. Yes, there are giants that come at these stages. So
was this the title holders? Is that so? Because we won it last year, yeah.
Did we?
Yeah, we won it with Ovid Karuru. No, we're the current champions, so
yeah.
I guess that's why we're coming in at semi-final stage. But we've called up a top-end squad that's going to be competing there. But that's not the news right now. We're talking five-a-side. So Slim Sam managed to have a chapter with Tinashe Nangomasha, the legend himself, and he had this to say about the tournament. We had this interview just before the final match was played.
We are moments away from the final, and we're going to just get a quick interview with the guy who's going to be represented by the team. As it represents Zimbabwe, it will be particularly representing him as the ambassador. So get a quick word with Tinashe Nangomasha. Okay, so seeing the quality of players, and now it's just time for the final. What do you think about the quality of play, and are you confident about the final? Are they gonna really represent you, whoever the winner is?
I'm confident with the quality of the players. If you look at Jerry Bot, they've got enough depth, enough technique, enough power. If you look at Titans, they've got enough organization. You understand? I think their striker has been so far the top goal scorer of this tournament. So I think the quality is quite high, something which I myself didn't expect. I think probably, the tournament was going to be graced with more consumers than actual football players. And it's a good thing, because where we are going now to Zambia, it's a big, incentive which is there, going to Russia. I mean, who doesn't want to go there? And also, they are not just representing, Delta or Castle, they are representing Zimbabwe. So why can't we make history, even if it's social? That's where we begin, Those small things are the most important factors, in our football development. So, yeah, it might be social, but at the end of the day, I think it's the right, opportunity, to be for people to realize that, Castle brings people together, and also they create opportunities for, those people, players who don't have the opportunity to fly to Zambia, and this could be a chance to travel to Russia to, watch their favorite players, Lionel Messi, Cristiano Ronaldo, all of them. So I think, we one of that generation which is privileged to watch and see, this thing unfold.
So, yeah, I was even tempted to get a game in, maybe get a ticket myself.
Yeah.
So, any predictions for the final?
No, right now I'm neutral. I just want the best team to win, Because at the end of the day, we need the right team to represent Zimbabwe, in Zambia.
Okay, thank you very much. And this has been a great, great tournament. Congratulations for setting this up.
Thank you so much, sir.
Great tournament indeed that we had. So eventually, Dairy Boards beat Titans in a highly contested, it was a very intense, unified final between Titans and Dairy Boards.
The striker that Nangomasha was talking about, they called him Benzema.
Oh, Benzema.
The way you turn and shoot. You see, when Dairy Board took a 2-0 lead, I was convinced that Dairy Board was going to win. Then, all of a sudden, Titans started playing. I was standing next to a guy who was playing for Zetara P, and he told me that, don't be fooled by the 2-0 scoreline. Definitely Titans are taking this. If it was Dairy in
Board. Definitely Dairy Board are taking this.
So, it was something I really enjoyed that final. It was intense. When the price is that high, then players play their hearts out, and they really did.
Yeah, that they did. And Jerry Board were the eventual winners, winning 5-2. Titans had no clue after that blitz by Jerry Board. And they did go to Zambia, and over the weekend they played between Saturday and Sunday. And unfortunately, and also congratulations, South Africa, the team from South Africa were the winners, the eventual winners of the tournament, and they will be flying to Russia, courtesy of Castle Lager, to go watch the and experience the FIFA World Cup live. I could pay $1,000 or something for that experience. But yeah, they will be going. Zimbabwe came out third in the tournament, knocked out by Zambia in the semi-final to a 2-1 loss, unfortunately and sadly. So the final was Zambia and South Africa, and South Africa managed to win that one, and they got their chance to play or to go and watch the Russia World Cup direct. What an experience.
There definitely is. This is definitely a great experience, and congratulations to them. We did try semi-final. That means that we really did try, but it seemed that the Zambians overpowered us, and they were no match to the South Africans at the end of the day.
Yep, they were not. So yeah, that was quite an experience of, that was our experience of the FIFA, of the Castle Lager Africa 5 aside tournament. And it came together with South Africa winning, Zimbabwe coming in third there, losing in the semi-final. And that is it for the first section. So watch out for the second segment of Mike Said Match, as we bring you more footballing action that was happening from the past week and the weekend.
Hey Lizzo, man, since we are being sponsored by Castle today, why didn't you bring a few beers for us to share during the podcast?
Well, I should have, because actually, you know, Castle are running this promotion where if you buy 4 Castle Lager pints or quarts, get the bottle top off, put it in an entry form, you could win a ticket to go to the Russia World Cup. But unfortunately, that ends on the 29th of May, which is perhaps the day you listen to this episode, but it's tomorrow for us. That's when the promotion ends. But you know, it's a chance for someone to fly. But that doesn't stop us from drinking. I'm sure in the next episode I'll bring a pint or two of Castle Lager and maybe a Braai, because you know Castle and Braai,
they go together.
They really do. So yeah, looking forward to that next episode, where we'll have some drinks. Is that it?
Yeah, it all comes together with the castle.
That's what's up. And now,
Capital 263.
Okay, so we're joined by two Real Madrid fans celebrating their 13th Champions League trophy. How are you feeling, gents?
Good, bro. How's it?
Yeah, very well. Introduce yourselves.
Okay, my name is Lawrence. And like the hosts clearly said, or clearly highlighted, we are the Madridistas, we are the happy people, we are the European champions.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we are proudly happy, and I'm Chinashe Chipangura.
What's going on, guys?
Good, bro, how's it?
So, are you the proud, what did you call themselves?
The proud Madridistas.
Yeah. Are you proud Madridistas, exactly, or are you proud cheats? Right?
Yeah. As
you got Sergio Ramos pulling people's arms and breaking the star players. Are you cheaters, or you just, you know, class players?
No, there wasn't even a foul, bro. You know, the two players were tussling for the ball. It was a 50-50 challenge. Unfortunately for the Egyptian, he fell and landed awkwardly. And it is a shame, and it changed the complexion of the game, but it was definitely not intentional.
That was tough, indeed. Actually, we feel sorry for the guy, but that was an intention. Something just happened. You know, that's what finalities. I usually have to expect anything, you know. But
this is not how I saw it at all.
Well, how did you see?
Clearly, as a Liverpool fan, of course, I have other opinions.
Yeah.
I saw it as a, yes, Sergio Ramos, I don't think his intention was to injure Mo Salah.
That's very true.
But I feel like he really fouled Mo Salah there. He pulled him. And if he had let go before they'd gone to ground, Mo Salah would not have been injured. But he kept on pulling, and that momentum of Salah and the falling resulted in the injury. So for me, it was a foul, and it is lucky that the referee did not see it. But, you know, Sergio Ramos was cheating left, right, and center in that match. Did you see the elbow that he gave Karius? Tell me you saw it.
We did saw it. But, you know, the Salah incident, Bryce, is a bit tricky now. You know, it happened in front of the linesman. So if it was a foul, like you're saying, the linesman would have picked it up and raised his flag.
Of course.
It was a 50-50 challenge, bro. Those things happen in football. We've seen worse things in football before.
Well, I think that's a totally debatable issue for me. I think it was an intention, bro. Like, what happened? That's part and parcel of football, man. You know, understand? That's how fair now it is. Yeah.
That's been the bone of contention.
Yeah.
But also, you know, as you say, it's arguable that it wasn't intentional.
Yeah.
But at the same time, this is Sergio Ramos.
Okay.
He's a dirty player. And you know, the tactic is very clear to just destroy a Liverpool star man and take them out of the game.
Yes,
I was watching Chile versus Brazil from the 2014 round of 16 final.
Okay.
The Chileans targeted Neymar throughout the game physically. Just banging into him. Was that not a strategy by Real Madrid as well to take out Mo Salah?
Well, I don't really believe that was a strategy. You know, Real Madrid do not lose Champions League games regardless of who's in the lineup and who is
it.
So for us to say that was intentional or that was part of the game plan, I wouldn't really. We are still going to win that game regardless of the fact that Mo Salah would have stayed on the pitch for 30 minutes. But
I do not believe that at all. Firstly, though, the officials, yes, they had an okay game.
Okay.
But there are things that they did not see. First of all, please tell me what those two officials who are at the ends in the box do, because that elbow on Karius, clearly that guy was there, saw it, and did nothing about it. And up to now, I do not understand what those two extra officials are doing in the box. Sergio Ramos played dirty. He plays to win. Let's be honest. It's fair. It's all right. He plays to win.
Okay.
And he played to win in that game.
Right.
I can even highlight the what he did to Mane, to get Mane yellow carded. That gamesmanship.
Yeah, but that
game plays to win. That's not really football. And, okay, it's all right. You won. I feel like if Salah had not gone out, man for man, we were matching you. I felt like we would have won that match. But the bench, to be honest, you won because you had a better bench. We had a good first 11, but the impact players on the bench, we did not really have them.
Okay.
Yeah, of course.
Well, this is how I saw the game. You know, Liverpool's game plan was very simple. Attack in the first 20 minutes, get an early goal, and settle the opponents. That's why they were pressing high on the field, you see. So,
yes, yes.
The moment they didn't get that early goal, it was no contest at all, really.
But Real Madrid were really not in the game during that period. Liverpool was quite on top. Even Real Madrid's midfield, the much acclaimed midfield, it was not showing that presence. All we could see was Wijnaldum and a bit of Henderson spreading the passes.
Indeed.
But Modric, Kroos, they were a bit low in that first period.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a poor performance during the first 10 minutes of the game, if I may to say. During the first 10, the game was tough to the Madrid players. But if you look at between 20 to 25, Marcelo changed everything. Understand? The game was a bit different. Like, it was now on our side. Yeah.
Okay, this is how I saw it, Mr. Liz. The first 20 minutes, Liverpool were better in all aspects of the game. They pressed, they controlled the game, they managed the game well, they created more chances than that. Of course, the injury to Mo Salah changed the complexion of the game.
Yeah,
but I still insist, get me right on that one. I still insist, regardless of the fact that he would have stayed for 90 minutes, Madrid do not lose Champions League games. That is well heralded.
For me, Marcelo, when he started attacking and going forward, that's okay. When I started thinking that Liverpool are going to score. Because that would have been the hole that Mo Salah was going to use. He would run at the wing when Marcelo was bombing forward. Because yes, when Marcelo attacks, he attacks.
Yeah.
But he leaves a gap at the back. To be honest, really, I felt like we had a good chance.
Indeed.
I felt like we would have given you a run for the money.
Indeed.
I do not necessarily blame, yes, Mo Salah went out. For me, the thing is, Lallana is just coming from injury. He's not too fit. He did not really raise his game.
Yeah.
So, like I said, it's your bench. I feel like we were a bit on experience and on the fact that you had a better bench than us. You had more impact players. Yes, you brought in Gareth Bale. You also had other players out there that could have really, you know, taken the game to us. So, yes, even if Mo Salah was there, it was going to be a great game. But I still believe that we should have won the match. But it's on us not having a squad that is really complete and, you know, the experience at the end of the day. And I have something. I read Oliver Kahn was defending Karius, saying that elbow by Sergio Ramos might have messed with his head, maybe had a bit of a concussion or something. Because that was moments of madness. Guys.
That was unbelievable. You know, to call it a schoolboy blunder, that one, Mr. Liz, would be unfair to schoolboys.
Yes.
That was indeed. It's the first goal. You can't concede a goal like that at the highest level. That guy caused Liverpool the game. And
can we say Karius handed the trophy to Real Madrid instead of Madrid winning it? Of course, there was Gareth Bale's brilliant strike and Mane's post, you know, the shot that came off the post.
Yes.
You know, it was a fairly balanced contest until Salah dropped off. If Salah had remained that match, we didn't even know. I was betting that it was going to go into extra time with the people that I was watching the match with.
Yeah,
so can we say, you know, Real Madrid was really handed this final? Was it the easiest of the last three?
Well, to some extent, yes, you might argue along those lines. But you know, one thing for certain, Mr. Lizu, Isco had a glorious chance to score before that, you know, Karius fiasco on the Karim Benzema opener. Isco should have scored. He would have, and he should have scored. And I believe if Isco had scored on that one, you know, the completion of the game would have changed in our favor.
Yes.
But you know, it's undoubted that Karius, you know, made it easier for us. We were still going to win that game, I still insist. But he simply made it easier for us to win the game. That's what I think.
Is that what you believe as well tonight?
Yeah, I really agree on what he's saying. Like, we're always the champions, as you know. Yeah.
But you're champions of a 13-match competition, really. Uh-huh. But when it comes to a 38-match competition, you're nowhere to be seen.
No, not really. It's not that an issue of us being nowhere to be seen, Mr. Lizzo. We had our issues during the course of the league. You know, we had problems. The injury to Cristiano Ronaldo. You know, the last time I was here, you asked me if Real Madrid are a one-man team. And I did go to answer the question. Well, the fact that you were suspended for the first 5 games, you know, it made a very big difference to our morale, to the way we play, to our tactics.
That's very true.
Though, that doesn't change the fact that Barcelona were better. They were the better team. They were consistent. They maintained good results week in, week out, which is something that we didn't do as a club. So, yeah, Barcelona deserved to win the league, but, you know, next year we're coming back.
That begs the question, really. Do you consider this a successful season for Zizou, or you think that because of the league performance and in the Copa del Rey, it was an okay season? How do you rate this season in terms of your team, Real Madrid, and how they performed overall in all competitions?
Well, you know, I think this was a fairly successful season. Mind you, Madrid beat Barcelona at the beginning of the season and won the Spanish Super Cup. They beat Man United to win the UEFA Super Cup. They won the Club World Cup and topped it up with the Champions League. Of course, you know, those little in quotes titles are not really, you know, important. But in terms of going forward, in terms of silverware, I think he did well. I don't know, Nash.
For us, it was a tough season, if I may to say, bro. Because if you consider the, what can I say? If you consider the first two matches we played during the beginning of the season, we're not in that form like what Madrid are like. It was a tough match for me. We started picking up during the mid season of the season. That's where we boost up. But during the first games, we were low.
Okay, and in the wake of the win, we heard that Cristiano Ronaldo announced that he was thinking about his future, and he would announce his decision in the next few days. Are you confident of keeping Cristiano Ronaldo at Real Madrid, or are you thinking he's thinking of another challenge?
You know, I think since 2012, this is perhaps the 15th time I've heard that Cristiano wants to leave Real Madrid. But at the end of the day, you still see him there. You know, he knows that he's at the climax of his career. He's 33 years old.
Yes.
He's expecting that someone big enters into the squad, you know, all the Neymar speculation and all that. But I still believe Madrid is the best place for him. There's no other place than Madrid which is better for him. So I'm confident that he will be there.
But isn't this the first time that he's actually publicly spoken about being disgruntled at Real Madrid? Because all the other times it's been rumors, it's been news, yeah, you know, news leaking through sources.
Yes.
But this is the first time that he's actually said by himself, you know, he's thinking about his future.
Yeah, that is a lot of significance, I think, as you rightly said. It's the first time that he is publicly, you know, mentioned that subject. Well, we'll see how it goes. You know, after the World Cup isn't far, we'll see how it goes. We'll see if he's still interested in Madrid. We always want Cristiano Ronaldo, you know, even though I always mention that Madrid is not a one-man team. He's an important part of the team. We want him. You know, the best players come to Madrid. He's there. He's the best player. But not that, you know, we can be so much of worrisome if he decides to leave. He's open to leave. We're thankful to him for what he's done for the past years to the club. But, you know, I still insist, after all has been said and done, he's going to be at Madrid next season.
Are you saying that Real Madrid will maintain the same level of success without Cristiano Ronaldo?
That would be impossible.
You see now?
The presence of Cristiano Ronaldo always makes things change, you know.
That's Tinashe. Mr. Lawrence, you're saying Real Madrid is not a one-man band.
Yes.
So are you saying Real Madrid will still maintain the same level of performance success without Cristiano in the side?
Well, to be very honest with you, Mr. Lizu, Cristiano, I know this is going to cause a lot of confusion. But Cristiano is the best ever player to kick a football. So we would want him at Madrid. But for us to say his departure, we have a situation whereby we experience the demise of Madrid in terms of competing at the highest level for titles. There are a lot of players in the Madrid squad that are overshadowed by the presence of Cristiano. That way in which Cristiano leaves, they will explode. They will have the opportunity to single-handedly deliver for Real Madrid.
Okay, and Gareth Bale is also said he wants to leave. Not many people defending him. The press was out, you know, crying for Cristiano to stay, but not much of a positive feedback for Gareth Bale. Does he deserve to leave? Does he deserve to go to another team where he's the hero, or what? What do you think?
Well, one thing for sure is he deserves to go.
Yeah.
He deserves to go to a club where his talent is appreciated. That's one thing for sure. He's a great player. He's a phenomenal player, that one. The only problem is been on and off with injuries and stuff. But, you know, he reminded the football world what he's capable last Saturday. So it's a shame that he has to leave. But, you know, he deserves to go to a place where his talent is appreciated, to a place where he plays week in and week out. So I wouldn't complain much if he's to leave.
Uh-huh. Okay, so who do you think Real Madrid should chase? Maybe to freshen up the squad, because winning 3 Champions League at the trot makes it hard for a coach to start motivating players who have won it all.
Yeah,
so who would you want Real Madrid to go after? We know they are the Galacticos, they go after the best stars. So who are you coming after? And definitely don't say Mo Salah.
I know. I think if we take Hazard, Eden Hazard, he's playing, he's doing very well, if you have to consider, just that he's playing in, you know, England, something different. But if we take Eden Hazard to Real Madrid, you're going to make things change, trust me. He's good, that guy is talented, and I really appreciate the challenge, you know. Yeah.
Well,
okay, wait. Eden Hazard playing for who in that team, in that Real Madrid team?
I think
definitely means you're dropping a superstar, no, making him go because he can't bench. I don't know.
We'll be replacing him with Gareth Bale, so I don't know whether Zinedine Zidane, how gonna even, you know, makes his team make up, you know.
Well, with all due respect, I think Eden Hazard and Mo Salah, they're good players, but I still insist that they're still developing. Madrid go out for the top guns. I would go for Neymar straight up. Take Gareth Bale out of the squad, bring Neymar in. The balance is still there. The attack is all that we need. So I would go for Neymar instead.
Can you handle the ego that comes with Neymar? You know, Neymar is said to have left Barcelona because he did not want to be in the shadow of Messi.
Yeah.
Coming to Real Madrid, wouldn't he be in the shadow of Cristiano?
Of course he would, but you know, logically it makes sense for Neymar to be at Madrid. You know, I have always believed that the reason why Neymar left Barcelona was for him to have a chance to go to Madrid. The only place where Neymar can compete with Lionel Messi is when he's on the other side. You know, but it was impossible for him to move from Barcelona to Madrid. He knows that Cristiano Ronaldo is at the peak. He won't have two seasons left along the way. So it would make sense for him to be at Madrid, you know, just to transfer with Ronaldo for one season. Wouldn't hurt much, but, you know, at the end of the day, he's going to be the main, and he will have his chance to compete with Lionel Messi for the Ballon d'Or.
Yeah. Well, that's up to Neymar as well. As a Brazil fan, I've always felt Neymar shouldn't be at PSG. He's just letting go of his career. There's that theory, of course, that
indeed,
he left Barcelona to find a way to Madrid. But a lot of rich super clubs are also looking at him besides just Madrid. But of course, I would think his first choice would be Madrid if he was to leave PSG.
Indeed.
Yeah, so I would just like to say congratulations to you guys, Madrid fans. Thank you guys for joining us. And all the best in the next season. I do hope Man United get Gareth Bale from you guys. And we get a chance to actually compete at the highest level as well.
Indeed, bro. Indeed. Thank you, Mr. Liz.
Thank you, Tinashe. Thank you, Lawrence. So for now, we're going to hear from Josh, who is out in the bush. And he's going to share his thoughts about the UCL final, just as well as a few other comments coming from one Tapio Sample, who will also share his comments. So just hold on for that as we bring you more comments and thoughts around the UCL final. So to start off with, we're going to hear from Tapio Sample.
Mohamed Salah, do I find it okay? Good evening, ladies and gents. My recap on the Champions League finale. First point, of course, definitely has to be on the Sergio Ramos tackle on Mohamed Salah. Do I find it okay? I do find it okay. Desperate times call for desperate measures. And I felt at that time Sergio Ramos had to make that tackle because Mohamed Salah, with the form that he's in, he definitely would have made something out of that chance. He probably would have scored or would have squared the ball back to Bobby Firmino or Sadio Mane, and Liverpool would have definitely changed the complexion of the game, really. And Liverpool definitely got outplayed in midfield, in defence, up front as well. When the game started, first minute until, let's say, the 20th minute, Liverpool were pressing, they were pressing and forcing Real Madrid into errors. But it really didn't count for anything because in the end, Modric, Casemiro and Kroos definitely grew into the game and they started to dominate. And Liverpool did get outplayed. A better keeper would have saved the chances that Lourdes Karius gave away. The first one was a complete rush of blood. He definitely didn't need to make that pass. And we're looking at the last goal from Gareth Bale. A better keeper would have saved that. We're talking of any keeper that's playing for any top team in the Premier League, from the Hennessys to the David De Gea's. They would have saved that. That's a completely goalkeeping error that shouldn't be repeated, and an error that he has admitted himself that he can't make at that level. And what's next for Jurgen Klopp and what's next for Liverpool? Well, I think Liverpool has to start really digging deep into Jurgen Klopp's performance as a whole. They have been playing well, they have been performing, they have been pressing, they have been producing better results as compared to their previous years. But they really haven't been winning anything, and they now have to look at Jurgen Klopp and they have to look at themselves and say, where are we now? Are we back at the level that we expect to be at, or are we not progressing? Progression is there, but they definitely have to look into Jurgen Klopp's tenure at Liverpool.
Oh, say what? No. Listen.
You don't agree, it's simple. You don't want to look at Jürgen Klopp. You are very thoroughly impressed by his work.
Jürgen Klopp has had 2.5 years at Liverpool.
Uh-huh.
And he's going to stretch to about 3, right? And within his time, he's raised us from a team that did not qualify to the Champions League to getting us in the Champions League final, into a Europa League final, and now consistently in the Champions League. So it's just the next step that is needed.
Uh-huh.
You know what? I do not really enjoy like just thinking that one mistake, let's sack the coach. You have to give him time. You have to give him time to correct his errors. He's been learning each and every year. Like first year, his players suffered from burnout. This season, he was rotating and criticized for it again. But he's learning. He learns from his mistakes. And I know that Jürgen Klopp will definitely, definitely get us back to where we belong.
Let's hear from Josh in the bush.
Forgive the background noise. Masango. But yeah, first things first, I'd like to say congratulations to Real Madrid on their third Champions League title on the trot. That is an amazing feat. Like, it's really one of the greatest footballing achievements of all time, really. You know, this is a competition, bear in mind, that no club had managed to win back-to-back ever. But now Real Madrid have not only won it back-to-back, but they won it for a third consecutive time. That is just amazing. Unfortunately, I think although they won the game, I wasn't really happy about how it all went about, you know, with the injury on Salah. Whether it was intentional or not, that's always going to be a contentious matter. It's always going to be a matter of debate for a very long time. But yeah, man, I think Sergio Ramos knew exactly what he was doing. He wanted to take Salah out of the game, and he did it very, very successfully. But yeah, I mean, it's all part of the game. At the end of the day, you know, football is all about winning games. And Real Madrid know how to win games no matter what. And yeah, they got the result. Also, Karius' mistakes, they cost the team really, really bad. You know, but I hopefully he bounces back from it. Hopefully we get to see him again on the football pitch very soon. I don't know if he'll still be at Liverpool. But yeah, man, we just hope he bounces back and is back on the football field.
Okay, that's it from Josh. Thank you for the contributions in this episode. So just to wrap up this show, it has been brought to you by Castle Lager. Oh, you wanted to say something?
Of course, I wanted to respond.
Right, no response there, because they were so representative for Liverpool in this studio.
You know what? I know Karius made mistakes, but I still believe in him. He's made great strides. And I believe with that mistake weighing on him, he will play every game with a chip on his shoulder. And we're probably going to see the best of Karius next season. I believe Klopp will give him another chance, because look at the people who were given a chance by Klopp and how they are performing. Did you see the game Lovren had? Lovren had the blinder.
But also, are you implying that then Liverpool are not going to look for another goalkeeper? You're just going to stick to perhaps the young ones and just continue with Karius? Or you're going to take this opportunity to actually find a top 5 goalkeeper who can come in and just steady the ship? Of course, now it's going to totally look like Karius is being benched for his mistakes in the Champions League, and that might have a burden on his mindset. But are you going to let Liverpool just chill with Karius or get a new goalkeeper?
It's quite simple for me. According to Squawker stats, Karius made 2 mistakes in the whole tournament. That's in the final.
But that's where it counts, Slim.
Yes, that's where it counts. But, you know, it's a bad day. Bad game. It happens. For me, the money should be put to invest in other areas. For example, we need another frontline player, such that if one is injured, like what happened to Salah, someone can just seamlessly slot in there and not disrupt the game. Because right now, when our front three, if one is out, then the balance is off. So we need a front three player. We need someone else in mid. We also need a centre back, because not because Lovren is not doing well, but because what's his name? You know, I just think Ragnar Klavan. Yeah, Ragnar Klavan is 33. So we need someone else as a centre back, so that we have Lovren, Virgil van Dijk. okay, Gomez, but yeah, Gomez is young and may play at the right back. So, yeah, we need someone else.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's your thoughts, and you're going to stick to them. All right, now to close up this show properly. This show has been brought to you by Castle Lager. Joining the promotions that they're having around town, watch out for Castle Lager. Check out their social media pages, and you will be able to learn more about the different World Cup campaigns that they're running and the promotions that they're running. Thank you for the support, and until next time. It's bye-bye from me.
This episode of Mics and Match is brought to you by Castle Lager. It always comes together with the castle.
And now. Capital 263.